All right, Justin Brayton, the great Justin Brayton. Another good solid ride for you. As Weege likes to say, we're on autopilot out there.
Autopilot, and honestly, Steve, we're just happy to be here. Yeah. You know, we're just happy to be here.
Lucky to be here and happy.
We're just happy and lucky to be here. Yeah, it was solid. I mean, anytime you can, like, coming to these weekends, I want to qualify in the top 10 and get top. Like, every time I'm on the track, I want to be top 10.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a goal, like, now building back up where I'm starting to ride during the week again and, like, starting to get some fitness back and all that. And I did that today. The past 2 weeks, actually, 10th and 10th. So, yeah. Right on the bubble. But, I want to start creeping more and more forward, get a 6 to 9 and start creeping. But, yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of good guys.
Yeah, Ferrandis got up to you, battled a little bit. Tomac was coming up behind you, so you had some guys going. Dino, I thought, was getting close to you, then you pulled it back out. So it was a looked like you were in a race the whole race.
Yeah. The whole time,
like,
yeah.
With somebody.
Yeah, yeah. The main race was just towards the end, like I'd say the last 10 laps with Ferrandis. And then Dean was kind of there, and we were yo-yoing. I thought at one point I was going to get Ferrandis, and then, yeah, it was a little bit of chaos. But Tomac kind of went right through us. He was riding really good. I didn't have anything for him, obviously, but... yeah, that's kind of it. Once I stopped doing the 3-3-3, like the ruts were just kind of bad, I committed to doing 2-3. And that's when Ferrandis, like when he would get the 3, he would pull, but the other laps he would mess it up, I'd gain back on him. So just kind of yo-yoing.
It looked like a fun track. I mean, besides the whoops and the rhythm, there wasn't much else going on. But with the elevated turn that was kind of a wash either way, and then a couple of fun little sections, I thought it looked like a fun track to ride.
It was definitely fun, and the cool thing about the elevated turn, there was literally 3 different ways you could do it. So that's cool. I thought the rhythm lane was really gnarly, like pretty steep, and you had a lot of time you could make up on that. And, yeah, the whoops, you know, kind of got the V in it, which was normal for these types of tracks. But, yeah, I thought a good track. I thought, obviously, the whoops were kind of easy, but they made the rhythms maybe the toughest of the year. So it was good.
Phil came back and got 10th.
He did, yeah. I thought Phil was pretty good all day, and then someone before the main showed me a video of him saying something to Faulkner. Was he a little bit fired up?
Oh, yeah, because Faulkner jumped into him, and they hit together, and Phil almost went down pretty good.
Oh, gotcha.
End of that rhythm, Phil didn't do the 3, Faulkner did, and at the end, Faulkner jumped into him.
Phil's fault, or?
Oh, Faulkner's. Yeah, Phil was in front.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So he let him have it.
He did. Yeah, he said, I don't know what exactly he said. I think there's a lot of F-bombs, though. Yeah. But welcome back to Supercross, Phil.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's solid.
Yeah.
Top 10?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, we'll take it. I like the fact that Enzo beat him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Wow, that's, yeah.
Good.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, Triple Crown next week.
Yeah, I didn't do very good at the last one. I got some redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dallas, Triple Crown.
Just lucky to be out here.
Just happy to be here, Steve.